Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
Rachel Shank from Georgetown Main Street.
And we are talking about a really cool thing that's coming on Saturday, June 25th. It's called the Georgetown Sweets Tour. What? Tell me, what is it? I mean, is it a way? I mean, by the title, it sounds like we can peruse the streets of Georgetown on a tour of sweets.
Yes, that's right. We're lovingly calling this the Sweetest Tour of Georgetown. So the idea is that ticket holders will come to Georgetown, pick up a beautifully merchandised gable box and a map of all of the destinations and their partner bakeries, and just get the chance to explore some of the small businesses that may be off their radar.
Great. And you said they come in where's the starting location where they pick up, you know, their map and their swag and everything?
Yeah. So the starting location is at the Chase Bank at the intersection of Wisconsin and P Street. We wanted to try and find a place that was really in the heart of Georgetown, or the heart of Wisconsin Avenue, which is the Georgetown Main Street corridor. So Chase Bank has graciously provided their space as our welcome location.
Yeah. I think anyone who's ever been through there knows that place well. So it's a good meeting spot. All right. Well, cool. And then, all right. So they go there, you hand them a map that shows all the different locations. And I believe there's 12 different sweet spots on the tour, right? Do you mind listing a couple of the bakeries and things?
Yes. And this is actually something that when we've hosted a similar event in the past called the Cookie Tour, which was really successful, it was something that was a little confusing. So the tour is actually not of the sweet shops themselves. And we're calling them sweet shops mm-hmm. because some are bakeries, some are chocolate shops, some are ice cream shops. So the sweet shops are not the destinations, but independent retailers in Georgetown are the destinations. So for example, we have Bacchus Wine Cellar, which all of the wine lovers will enjoy perusing. We have Tuckernuck, which is a DC-based, Georgetown-based women's clothing store that has blown up recently online. We also have Georgetown's Shop Made in DC, a very tucked away hidden tea shop called Ching Ching Cha, and several other different locations.
Ah, so the stops along the way are more of the retail shops than, okay. But yeah, see, exactly. I see on the website, it lists several of the sweet shops as well. So I guess is the idea that maybe you should hit some of those in between the different destinations?
So absolutely. We have provided on our website the physical locations of each of the sweet shops as well, because we want folks to know when they go to Take Care, which is a skincare shop and facial aesthetics service provider, when they stop into Take Care and they pick up their chia gluten-free brownie, they can then look on our website and see, okay, where is chia located and where can I get this brownie again in the future? Or when they go to Bacchus Wine Cellar and they get their Gâteau Breton from Patisserie Poupon, they know, okay, Patisserie Poupon is right down the street. Maybe I can pop in and see what else they provide. So when you go to the retail shops, you're going to get individually packaged goodies and sweets that are provided from locally, from our local sweet shops.
I see. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow on the uptake today. So I got it now. So you're going to the different retail shops that you listed, but then the different sweet shops will have baked goods or whatever, you know, something sweet provided at those places that will then, you know, entice you to go then visit the other places, you know, in your regular life. Okay. I gotcha.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Well, do you mind just so I have to say, just for the sake of variety, you know, cause I'll be producing two pieces out of this. So, could you list a couple of the other, you know, retail shops, the actual destinations on the map of the tour and maybe what some of the goods, the you know, sweet goodies that are going to be at each one of them?
Yes.
Or actually, okay. Do you have time to run through all of them?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. I'm looking at my flyer right now. So let me just pull up my map so I make sure that I go through exactly.
And if you want to go in order, that would be kind of cool too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm happy to do that. Yeah. Okay, so let me walk you through our retail stops and their sweets pairings. So our very first stop is at the southernmost point of our self-guided tour. It's Green Almond Pantry. And this is a unique stop because Green Almond Pantry is a retail destination. It's a great little market tucked away on Grace Street in kind of an incubator space, but they are also Sweet Shop. So Green Almond Pantry is paired with Green Almond Pantry. They're providing chocolate shortbread cookies. Next on the tour is Tuckernuck. They're at 1053 Wisconsin, so still further south of M Street. They're paired with Bake Shop. Third is Ching Ching Cha, which is a great tucked away tea shop. They have all kinds of teacups and teapots and a wide variety of Chinese and Japanese teas. And they are paired with Call Your Mother. Four is Take Care Shop, which is a skincare and facial aesthetic services shop. They're paired with Chaya. Four is Shop Made in DC, which is newly relocated. I think most people know about Shop Made in DC. They curate all kinds of locally made goods from DC makers, and they're paired with District Donut. Sixth on this tour is Major, which is an incredible sneaker store, and they're paired with Petite Sœur, which is a chocolate shop. She makes bonbons. Seventh on
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's great.
And I know it sounds like you're just talking in one gigantic soundbite, but that's okay. Like just keep rattling them off, and I'll edit it up.
Okay, great. Tell me if I'm going too fast too.
No, actually, you probably have to go fast to be able to get through all of them. So it's your perfect speed.
Okay. Seventh is L'Enfant Gallery, which is a very old 4-story antique store right at the corner of Wisconsin and P. Almost everyone knows this iconic building, and they're paired with Fresh Baguette. Eight on the tour is Ella Rue, which is a high-end consignment store on P Street. They're paired with Dog Tag Bakery. Nine is Just Paper and Tea, which is a stationery and gift store. They're paired with Cafe Leopold. 10th is The Phoenix, which is one of the oldest retail shops in Georgetown. They are paired with Thomas Sweet, which is right across the street. They're one of our favorite ice cream stores in Georgetown.
It's 11. So great. I stood in one time, I was standing there and Bryce Harper was standing right in front of me, and it took me a second. I looked up, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, the lines outside of Thomas Sweet, you can pretty much see anyone anytime.
Yeah.
Next is Bacchus Wine Cellar, which has a very wide variety of wines, but also this is a hot tip and kind of a fun secret to know. The owner, Bassam, actually has one of the largest collections of Syrian artifacts outside of Syria. He immigrated from Syria many years ago, and he brought with him an amazing collection of Syrian artifacts, some of which are displayed in the store. Cool. And he is paired with Patisserie Poupon, which is one of his neighbors up in Book Hill. And the last stop on the tour is Pillar and Post, which is a British antique store, and she also has some British gifts. There are brands in this shop that you can't find anywhere else in the United States, and she is paired with Olivia Macron.
Sounds great. Thanks for running through all of those. And I also believe you have an official coffee partner too, right? That you can get a, you know, discounts during the whole day.
Yes, that's exactly right. So our coffee partner is Cafe Georgetown on N Street. And they are one of a very few number of coffee shops that can actually custom print on your cow's milk drinks. It has to be cow's milk because it foams a different way. But you can print any kind of picture or logo that you want on these drinks. Those are going to be 15% off for all of our attendees. And also all of the attendees on the 25th will get either one free drip hot coffee or iced coffee.
Great. Awesome. Well, so that's sort of the whole entire tour. Just remind us really quick. I know you say the meeting is at Chase Bank there at 3217 P Street Northwest at the corner there, the main intersection. But what time did they need to check in?
Yeah. So the tour runs from 12 to 5. And we're encouraging everyone who gets a ticket to show up at that welcome location between 12 and 3. Because this is a self-guided tour. It is, all of the stops will run about a mile long. So we're really encouraging visitors to come to Georgetown and spend the afternoon. We want folks to come and, you know, linger and shop in all of these retail shops, but also to get lunch and to get brunch. And maybe at the end of all of it, get cocktails at one of their, you know, local favorite shops or a restaurant that they haven't been to before. So we are cutting off the Welcome Center at 3. So that there is enough time for folks to pick up all of their goodies before 5.
I gotcha. Yeah, make a whole day of it. Because even after it ends at 5, that's perfect. That's happy hour time. Go head out and get dinner and some drinks and enjoy the night in Georgetown.
Exactly.
Awesome. So that it sounds like a full day's worth of fun. How much are tickets? Where do they get them?
Yes, tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can find the link from our website, georgetownmainstreet.com/GeorgetownSuites Tour. And also our Instagram and Facebook have links that take you directly to the Eventbrite page. Individual tickets, which don't necessarily mean individual people. One ticket means 12 suites. So you can share that among friends, or, you know, if you have little kids and maybe you don't want to give them all 12 suites, maybe you split it up among multiple children. So one ticket gives you 12 suites, and that is $35. And we have a 10% discount if you buy bulk. So four tickets is $125. And Georgetown Main Street is a 501c3 nonprofit. We exist in Georgetown to support and strengthen the vitality of Georgetown small businesses. So all of the proceeds after cost of this event will go toward us supporting our small businesses in Georgetown.
Awesome. And I think it's, yeah, we'll link to the website for the tickets and stuff too. So you said it ranges between 35 and 125, whether you're doing individual or not. Just to clarify, so that gets you, you know, that gets you the map and your sweets box at the beginning, plus it covers all of the different sweet treats throughout all the 12 stops, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So the $35 gets you, you go into the retail shop and you just pick up your goodie, and there will be volunteers or the shop owners monitoring, you know, it's going to be, it won't be hard to miss the people who are on the tour with the big gable box and the big map. So when they see you, they'll give you the suite, and the price encompasses all of that.
Okay. Awesome. And do they have to reserve it online or buy the tickets online ahead of time, or are you accepting people at the door as well?
That's a great question. So right now we do still have some tickets available online. We have hosted a similar event in the past that sold out really quickly. So I can't guarantee that we'll have tickets the day of the event. If we do, we're hoping to sell 200 tickets. And if we have tickets remaining, then we will sell them at the door. But if we don't, we'll just keep our website and our social media feeds updated. When we sell out of tickets, we'll let everyone know.
Okay, great. Again, everyone, it is the Georgetown Suites Tour. It's going to be on Saturday, June 25th from noon to 5 p.m. And you can find out more at GeorgetownMainStreet.com. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.